So we've already heard about UN shelters coming under attack from Israeli forces. It's now a trend in Israeli army operations, the Relief and Works Agency told this programme earlier. We've also heard about the killing of a pregnant 23-year-old woman in overnight airstrikes. The death toll in Gaza now above 800 people, 80% of them civilians on the Israeli side, 32 dead, all but two were soldiers. Tensions are growing in the West Bank too, with thousands of people marching on the streets in protest over what's happening in Gaza. Two people died there last night. Amidst all of that, hospitals with limited supplies and in some cases bombed buildings are trying to treat the hundreds of injured who are pouring into their facilities in Gaza every day. Dr. Mahmoud Dahar is working with the World Health Organization in Gaza and is on the line. Good morning, Dr. Dahar.
Good morning, sir.
We're seeing images daily from the hospitals on our television screens now. How are health services coping?
Well, very much difficult. As you mentioned, hundreds of people are coming on a daily basis to hospitals injured and killed because out of the bombardments that are taking place. Houses have been destroyed over families, and civilians are involved in this conflict and war. There have been more than one-third of the killed were children, and another third were women. The incident of yesterday, shooting and bombardment over a shelter, a school of where refugees and IDPs were seeking a safe place to go to, took the life of at least 13 people, two children and six women out of them. One of the hospitals that I visited 3 days ago was shelled by the Israeli artillery and the air missiles, causing the death of two staff members in addition to other companions in the hospitals, and injuring other staff members. There have been another damages to at least 18 health centers and killing of many health staff. As you mentioned, the involvement of the rescue teams in this and the attack to them causes a very big problem in Shifa Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in Gaza. People are panicked there.
What about the practical difficulties as doctors in trying to treat people? What are the issues, what are the shortages you're having to deal with?
Well, at this moment, there are shortages of many supplies. There are many attempts to improve this situation by bringing kits from outside Gaza, but the consumption is increasing more and more, and the supplies that are coming into Gaza are not up to the expectations. The people are improvising in many of the occasions. They are putting or they are using the single-used stuff in many surgeries and in many interventions. They are repeating the use of these single-use consumables. They can, in many occasions, also do not find the suitable sutures, and they just use other types in order just to save lives. This issue is posing a big difficulty. The staff themselves are very much exhausted, and they are day and night working in the hospital without having a possibility to leave, to reach their families. In many of the occasions, people cannot reach the hospital because of the security conditions.
Is there a reality, doctor? Is there a reality that if you had optimum conditions, usual conditions, are there people dying because of how tough things are, because of the shortages and the sort of issues that you're raising?
Well, shortages were already before this military operation. 30% of the drugs were out of stock, and 50% of the drugs were of the consumables were out of stock, and that pushed the healthcare system to send people outside Gaza. 16,000 people a year is going outside. At this moment, they cannot go in this capacity because of the security conditions. We are not. There are no evidence if people are dying or not because of the lack of drugs and supplies. We need to explore this after the situation become calmer.
Should some consideration be given to evacuating some people who need treatment that just can't be provided to them?
Well, yes, this has happened. The health authorities in Gaza evacuated people to East Jerusalem hospitals, to Jordan and to Egypt. So evacuation is happening in order to allow more space for newcomers to occupy the beds.
Can I ask you, Dr. Maher, about your own family? Because we spoke to you a number of days ago and you said that you had had to leave your home with your wife and your children. How are things now?
Well, things are worse in my place. I had to leave 16 days ago. My house was damaged because of the bombardment in the vicinity of my house. They bombarded two or three houses after I left the house, and I couldn't reach there in order to check on. We are ourselves, my family and myself, are displaced and trying to seek a safer place. Still, the situation the same.
What sort of practical difficulties is that causing people, in particular medical staff, who are, as you say, are working around the clock as things stand?
Well, that causes a lot of difficulties to them. From one side, they need to work and save lives, and from the other side, they have their concern over their family. I had a story of one of the rescue teams who was volunteering in the ambulance, and when he went to see one of the places affected and evacuate people, they brought him to his own house, and unfortunately, two members of his family were among the people who were killed. Another rescue team member, when he evacuated people to the emergency services, he discovered that his two of his family members were among the people who were killed. That is affecting dramatically the moral and the psychological status of these people that are rescuing others, and they are themselves are affected.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That's Dr. Mahmoud Daher, who works with the World Health Organization in Gaza.